Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed, people lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers and the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. It was wind day at the Oklahoma State Capitol yesterday. More than 100 professionals from Oklahoma's wind industry gathered at the state capitol to advocate for the industry itself and the benefits it's brought to our state's economy and citizens, particularly those living in rural areas. I was there at the capitol to speak with stakeholders who turned out to talk with their state legislators and show support for wind projects in Oklahoma.
We got over 100 folks from the wind industry here at the Capitol today to come out and educate lawmakers about the industry and about the issues that we face, the challenges that we face, and also the positive impacts that wind has now brought to the state of Oklahoma. Really good cross-section of the industry. We've got landowners, we've got county commissioners, county assessors, we've got school superintendents, and we've got a lot of industry corporate folks as well. And so just a really good day, a good presence here at the Capitol, speaking to lawmakers about the wind industry.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wind Coalition, Mark Yates, explained that while the wind industry may not have a presence across the entire state, its economic impact from the revenue generated through taxes, landowner lease payments, and job creation is felt across the state, and measurably so.
No doubt. We're in 26 counties today, over $20 billion of investment. And now we see, rural schools coming off the state aid formula in high numbers. We also see, over $47 million a year now going back to Oklahoma landowners, farmers, and ranchers. That's had a tremendous impact. So, although, wind isn't everywhere in the state, the 26 counties in which we're invested often were the top taxpayer in those counties. And so it's been a tremendous economic impact, especially in rural areas of our state.
Heath Hergy, Senior Director of Development at Tradewind Energy, backed up that claim, saying proudly that the wind energy has helped to keep many family farms operating thanks to the lease payments generated by many of the projects his company has developed. In addition, he says the school systems in each of the communities in which they're active have benefited from the ad valorem tax dollars tendered to local governments.
Most of our superintendents, school boards, folks in those communities are really excited to see us coming because essentially when we pay those large amounts of ad valorem taxes over the years, it helps that school come off the state school formula, which frees up state aid and state school formula for other schools across the state that are not fortunate enough to have wind energy projects. So it's really beneficial not only for those communities, but all schools across the state.
To date, Oklahoma's wind industry has invested over $20 billion into our rural communities, created over 9,000 jobs, and has made Oklahoma the number two state in the U.S. for wind energy capacity. You got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Wind Power has poured $20 billion into the state to make us number two in the nation in wind energy, while serving as the number one taxpayer in many counties. Wind Power directly supports school districts with much-needed funding, taking many off the state aid list, grows jobs that are here to stay, and gives money back to ranchers to benefit our land. Oklahoma is finally a leader. Please call your legislator today and ask them to keep wind working for Oklahoma. Visit okwindpower.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.